You're listening to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. I'm your host, Ken Robinson, and this is episode number 1448. Our topic today is the political economy of desire. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. The global political economy of desire influences the construction of gender spaces in Cuba. While Karl Marx viewed capitalism from a materialistic point of view, Bell uses a spiritual one, namely desire, adapted from the works of the postmodern French philosophers Foucault and Deleuze. In The Economics of Desire, Bell deeply criticizes the neoliberal capitalist system. He explores the physical, social, and moral space in which sex work takes place and teases some of the more visible power relationships involved in creating and maintaining those spaces. Look at how the global economy distorts desires by distorting the relationship between man and God and between man and man. Bell sees capitalism as an evil force, which distorts the dignity of human beings by turning our desires away from God and biasing towards the things of the world. Bell believes that capitalism is not just an economic system involving the exchange of goods and services. Bell does not want to baptize capitalism, nor does he want to restore its more negative elements in any way. Christian capitalists should view Bell's work as a form of self-esteem. While Christianity encourages us to desire God, community, contentment, and integrity, capitalism encourages us to accumulate more, maximize efficiency, and increase capital. Looking at faith and economics in terms of how desire is formed, he defines conflict as a conflict between different disciplines of desire. While he is definitely right about capitalism's excessive emphasis on individual freedom, Bell must understand that in the real world, this freedom is mediated by personal laws and relationships, such as family and social groups. Episode 1448 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Ken Robinson. Adios.